We're studying Pachad Yitzchok, and Maimar Vav begins with a pasuk in Yeshayahu HaNavi, a pasuk that we've been mentioning often in Perek Nun Ches, and it says in Toshiv Mi Shabbos Raglecha Lasos Chafotzecha Biyom Kodshi V'Chibadito Me'asos Trochecha Mimtzo Chafotzecha V'Daber Dovar Oz Tisaneg Al Hashem. This pasuk is the source for various, shall we call them, minor prohibitions on Shabbos. For example, our halicha of Shabbos should be different and unique than the halicha of Chol. Our dibur of Shabbos should be unique and different than the dibur of Chol. And this observance of me'asos drachecha and mimtzo chafatzecha v'dabar dover is going to lead to us to tisaneg al Hashem. And the pella is that amongst all the various halachos, many of which are very severe, of Shmir Shabbos, which were chosen for us to tisaneg al Hashem, dafka these, the schar of us to tisaneg al Hashem, that reward is heaped upon someone who is meticulous about the way he walks on Shabbos, the way he talks on Shabbos, where he goes, not to check out his fields and his cars and so forth and so on. And the choice of this area of Shabbos is really a tema. It's something amazing. We wonder about it because if we would have thought which areas of Shmira Shabbos should be identified and singled out for us, Tisaneg al Hashem, we would have anticipated intuitively that it should be the chamuros, the more severe violations of Shabbos, the 39 melachos. And it would seem that from the fact that this pasuk singles out and focuses in on the kulei Shabbos, meaning kulei with a kuf, the easy or relatively light violations of Shabbos, there's something there. There's some deeper meaning that the schar that's given, that's bestowed upon he who is us tisaneg al Hashem, is relationship to these kalos, these somewhat light and lenient violations of Shabbos. So that's something that we would like to reveal the deeper meaning. When we talk about the mitzvah of Shabbos, we find a very special bakosha, a very special petition that the Anshei Knesset HaGdola introduced into the Nusach HaTefillah. We don't find anything similar to it with regard to any other mitzvahs in the Torah. And that is, with regard to Tefillas Mincha, we ask Hashem, Yakiru Vanecha, he should facilitate the ability of his children, the Yedu, to know, to acknowledge, Ki mi itcha hi menuchasam, that there's some relationship between our menucha and God, and perhaps God's menucha. We don't find that we ask Hashem, Yakiru Vanecha v'yedu ki lulav, mitzvah lulav hi me'itcha, or mitzvah sukkah me'itcha, mitzvah matzah me'itcha. Why dafka was Shabbos, the menucha of Shabbos, the mitzvah that was singled out for this bakasha of Yakiru Vanecha v'yedu ki me'itcha hi menuchasam? In order to analyze these questions, we begin with what's called divrei reshus, that are formulated in the Torah as tzivui b'loshon tzivui, meaning there are many areas of our behavior, of our normal everyday behavior, that have nothing to do with mitzvah, they have nothing to do with havera, they are simply reshus, they're parva, they don't fit into any category of obligation or to avoid them because of a violation. They simply are reshus, and yet the Torah formulates them in the language of a command. And our Chazal will work very hard to try to uncover why these categories called Divrei Reshus are written or formulated by the Torah in the language of a command. Since they're not obligatory, why did the Torah go out of its way to utilize and formulate these Divrei Reshus with a Lashon Tzivui? And since we're studying now about Shabbos, let's give a paradigmic example of this kind of Divrei Reshus B'Lashon Tzivui from Shabbos. And the Torah says over and over again, B'Lashon Tzivui, that we should be working during the 6 days of Chol. For example, the Torah says in Parsha Shmos, Sheshes Yomim Tavod, V'Yasisa Kol Malachtecha, and it culminates with V'Yom HaShviti Tishbos. Now, Sheshes Yomim Tavo, the work that we do during the 6 days of the week, is obviously Rishus, it's not obligatory. It's purely in the neutral parva area of human behavior. And this avoda, this work that we do during the 6 days as Rishus, should not, I mean, it surprises us to no end that it should be written as Tavod, Belosh and Tziva, as if we're required to do this avoda. And it goes even beyond, because this pasuk of Sheshes Yomim Tavod culminates in Vayom Hashvi Tishbos, as if to say that the work that we do during the Shivas Yimei, the Sheshes Yimei Amaseh, is somehow related to, and perhaps the introduction and the foundation of the Shvis of Shabbos. And with regard to Meleches Rishus of the 6 days of Maaseh, we find in the Rishonim, they try very hard to explain this, why the Torah uses the word Tzivui, Sheshes Yom Tavod. If you have time, please check out Rabbeinu Bechai in Shmos Perek Chof and his quote of the Rambam there. But for the time being, let's plow ahead and see what answers we can reveal, what secrets we can reveal about the Lashon of Sheshes Yomim Tavod in a Lashon Tzivui, the work of the week, of the 6 days of the week, is, so to speak, obligatory. What is it? What is it? And why is it integrated into the Shvisa Shabbos, the great mitzvah of Shabbos? Now, let's begin our analysis with a fundamental principle formulated by Shlomo HaMelech in Mishlei, the third parak, b'chol drachecha da'egu. What does it mean, b'chol drachecha da'egu? In all your ways you should know God. All your ways is a reference to what we call divrei rishus, which means the entire area of human behavior, which is not covered by any particular mitzvah. It's simply parva, as we said before, it's neutral. But there is a mitzvah of b'chol drachecha da'egu, that in every one of your ways, you have the opportunity, the challenge to know Hashem, or as the Mishnah formulates it in the second parak of Avos, Kol Ma'asecha Yu L'Shem Shamayim. What does it mean, Kol Ma'asecha? All those actions which are clearly categorized and characterized as Rishus, those should be L'Shem Shamayim. Every Maisa, every action of a man, which is in truth Diri Rishus, comes under the Lashon Tzivui, commanding us b'chol drachecha da'egu, so that all divrei rishus are really integrated into the category of tzivui, of command, of avod, of service. And if we succeed in fulfilling our obligation of b'chol drachecha da'egu, it means that we can take all the work that we do, for example, in the case of Sheshes Yimei HaMaaseh, and turn it into an avodah. That's an unbelievable yisod. We can take our work during the week, which is purely, as we said, neutral, has no status of a mitzvah, and we can uplift it and upgrade it, transform it to an avoda. The Sheshes Yimei HaMaaseh become days of avoda, and that avoda, through the principle and the fulfillment of b'chol drachecha da'egu, transforms these avodos that we do during the week into avodas Hashem. And that tzivui of b'chol drachecha da'egu, as it expressed itself in Sheshes Yomim Tavod, is what designates the Shvis of Shabbos. The Shvis of Shabbos comes as a continuation, or perhaps as a culmination of this fulfillment of b'chol drachecha da'egu through Sheshes Yomim Tavod. And that's what the Rabbanim and Chazal are trying to teach us, that there is a direct relationship between the beginning of the pasuk Sheshes Yomim Tavod and the end of the pasuk Ubayom Hashvi Tishbos. The B'chol Drachecha Da'egu is the avoda of transforming all of our work, our secular, mundane work, into avodas Hashem, and that will lead to the chov, the obligation of Shvisa Shabbos. And he says, Lo yakiru mekomam b'pasuk echad. Offhand, we don't understand the relationship between the Reish and the Sefer. Why is it that in one verse, the Torah contiguously obligates us in b'chol drachecha da'egu, in Sheshes Yomim Tavod, and at the same time, the mitzvah, the obligation of Shvisa Shabbos? What is the relationship between b'chol drachecha da'egu and Shvisa Shabbos. It's not clear. And we'd have to really look hard and dig below the surface in order to reveal the pearls that are hidden here in the depths of Kedusha Shabbos, in the relationship between B'chol Drachecha Dvei with the 6 days of Maaseh and the Kiyum Mitzvah Shvisa Shabbos on Shabbos. Our mitzvah of Shvisa Shabbos is essentially, as the Torah would formulate it and describe it, is essentially replacing the Dugma Shalmala. What does that mean? Up in Shamayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spent 6 days creating the universe. And on the seventh day, he imposed upon himself, Kaviyachal, if we could use human terms, the Shvisa, the termination of that creative process on the seventh day. And our observance of the Shabbos, our mitzvah Shvisa Shabbos has to be Kidugma Shalmala, has to be imitatio Deo, imitating the way God terminated and desisted from the creation of the 6 days. That's the Shvisa Shabbos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We too need a Shvisa Shabbos. But yet, we have an absolute contradiction here, because if we postulate that our Shvisa Shabbos has to be Kidugma Shalmala, has to be a duplication, a replica of the Shvisa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the seventh day, then how is that possible? It's not feasible, because the Shvisa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is when God terminates the malacha of creating Shamayim V'aretz. Our Shvisa, we don't have the ability of terminating the creation of Shamayim V'aretz. We're not involved in creation of Shamayim V'aretz. Our Shvisa is inherently different, cannot be defined as Kidugma Shalmala, in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu rests Kaviyachal from Melecha Shamayim V'aretz. In fact, if you ask for a definition, a precise, meticulous definition of what Shvisa Shabbos is all about, the answer is that our Shvisa Shabbos is to reframe, to desist from the malachos that were used and employed to create the Mishkan, to build the Mishkan. There were 39 categories of labor that went in to build the Mishkan. And if this be the case, if our Shvisa is from Melechas HaMishkan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shvisa is from Melechas Shamayim V'aretz, then our Shvisa is completely bereft of its very essence, namely Kidugma Shalmala, to imitate that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in, because our Shvisa is radically different than HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shvisa. How do we fulfill through our Shvisa Melechas HaMishkan, by abstaining from the 39 categories with which we created the Mishkan, how do we fulfill a Dugma Shalmala in which our Shvisa corresponds, it's a mirror image, if you will, of the Shvisa Shalmala? And the answer is that for a person who learns and implements Hilchos Deos of the Rambam or the Chovos HaLevavos or Beit HaBachai with regard to Kedusha Shabbos, he will know, and this is so fundamental, that there's only one answer to this problem. When we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the heavens and the earth, we really mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world, a universe, for us as a makom avoda, as a place to serve Hashem. The entire universe that was created by Hashem and everything within it has the potential to being utilized, to being uplifted, for the sake of Avodas Hashem. The world itself, as a created world by God, is defined as a makom avoda lishmo yisbarach. God created the world for us as a makom avoda to serve Him. And if that be the case, then when we deal with our building of the Mishkan, we have to assume, and I think it's an absolutely correct definition, that building the Mishkan means to build a place for Avodas Hashem. Every dimension of the bias of the Mishkan is to facilitate Avodas Hashem, the service of God. And here's where we have the lowest common denominator between Meleches Shamayim V'aretz and Meleches Binyan HaMishkan. The creation of Shamayim V'aretz is to establish a place for Avodas Hashem. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. The Mishkan likewise, but this time in the human sphere, is the endeavor to create a Makom Avodas Hashem. We create the Makom Avodas Hashem just as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when He created the universe in 6 days, the Sheish Shavuot Ma'aseh, He created a Makom Avodas Hashem. Now we create a Makom Avodas Hashem. That's the Mishkan. And if that be the case, our Shvisa is Kedugma Shel Mala. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shvisa on Shabbos is a termination of the active involvement in generating a universe for Avodas Hashem, so too, exactly the same, is our abstention from work on Shabbos, our Shvisa Shabbos, which is to be Shoves from the 39 categories of Melechas HaMishkan, because the creation of the universe and the creation of the Mishkan are both, in a sense, parallel. They serve the same ultimate goal. God creates the universe in order to create a place for Avodas Hashem, and likewise we create the Mishkan to create a place for Avodas Hashem. And that's what the kasuv, that's what the Torah means when it says Lo sasu melacha. This is in Shmos Chav, Pasuk Yud, Lo sasu kol melacha. Ki sheshes yomim asa Hashem es hashamayim ves haaretz vayonach biyom hashvi'i. We have to abstain from melacha. Why? Because God created the world in 6 days, the shamayim v'aretz, and He rested on the seventh day. The interpretation of this pasuk is that just like the seventh day was for HaKadosh Baruch Hu a menucha, a resting from Meleches HaKamas HaOlam, from the Melacha that established this universe, this physical reality. And for what? For what purpose? As a Makom Avoda, so too our Yom HaShvi, our Shabbos, has to be for us a Yom HaMenucha from creating a Makom Avoda, namely from Meleches HaMishkan. The Makom Avoda that was created by Hashem is the Olam. That's what it's called, the world, the universe. The Makom Avoda that was created by us, by man, is called the Mishkan. But again, they're just different concepts relative to different contexts. One is relevant to Hashem's Menucha and Shvisa, and the other to our Menucha and Shvisa. But one is a dugma of the other. It's a repetition, a copy of the other. We copy HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu stops working and creating a Makom Avoda. We stop working and creating the Mishkan as a Makom Avoda. This is a beautiful interpretation of our Shvisa Shabbos as a Dugma Shel Mala. We don't know exactly why, in the divine scheme of things, the process of creation had to come to a halt on Shabbos. After all, if creation was to create a Makom Avoda, why stop? But apparently there's some divine reason why Ad Kan. This is the Makom Avoda. We won't expand it any more than that. And so too, the Mishkan is well defined and circumscribed. We've created the Mishkan. Our creation of the Mishkan is Kedugma Shel Mala. It's an exact corresponding mirror image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shvisa. What makes our Shvisa on Shabbos meaningful? And why is it a mitzvah of Shvisa Shabbos? The answer is to imitate and replicate the Shvisa Shel Mala. Shvisa Shel Mala from creating Makom Avoda, we desist with a Shvisa Shel Mata from creating the Mishkan, which is a Makom Avoda. And therefore, we can summarize the chiddush of what we're saying. There's no such thing as Shvisa Shabbos. It's not worth a dime unless we understand that the entire universe as created by Hashem in the 6 days of creation is an exact replica of the Mishkan, in the sense that just as the Mishkan, everything inside the Mishkan, without any exception, it's a total absolute statement to say that everything absolutely in the Mishkan is for the Avoda, so too everything in the entire universe is Avoda, and nothing's left out. If you would find one little point where somewhere in the expanses of the universe where there's no possibility of incorporating that point into this whole movement of Avodas Hashem, then we could not define the world, the entire universe, as a makom avoda. And Mimela, therefore, as a result, Meleches Shamayim Va'aretz would not be similar to Hakamas HaMishkan, because Meleches Shamayim Va'aretz means to create a place for Avoda, but also at the same time to create a place which has nothing to do with the Avoda. And then our cessation from 39 categories of labor, the Mishkan, has nothing to do really with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's cessation. We would be robbing Shabbos of its very neshama, its very kishkis, its very lifeblood. Our shvisa would be meaningless if it's not a shvisa from Meleches HaMishkan, which is all-inclusive, and Hashem's shvisa from Meleches Shamayim Va'aretz is all-inclusive. Everything in Shamayim Va'aretz is subject, is potentially for Avodas Hashem. And now we begin to understand that it's impossible for us to appreciate this world as a makom avoda unless we introduce the obligation of Bechol Drachecha Da'eihu. 99%, if you will, of the universe has nothing whatsoever to do with mitzvahs and averis. So how can we say that the universe in its entirety is a makom avoda? That's not true. There's very little opportunity for avoda if you think of all the myriads of actions and involvements within the universe. But the answer to this problem is b'chol drachecha da'eihu. That pasuk, that obligation, teaches us that yes, everything in the universe, every dimension of the universe as it was created, is a potential for avodas Hashem. B'chol drachecha da'eihu, in every single walkway, in every single opportunity, every single alleyway, it's all potentially avodas Hashem. Everything can be utilized and channeled for avodas Hashem. That's b'chol drachecha da'eihu. And this b'chol drachecha da'eihu principle completely undermines the possibility of finding a reality, a some point, some little nekuda in the entire universe which doesn't lend itself to avoda. You can't find such a thing. Pardon the double negative here, but there is no such thing as a place which does not lend itself to avoda because of the overriding umbrella principle and the obligation of b'chol drachecha da'eihu. So shvisa Shabbos itself, as a dugma shel mala, as a repetition of what goes on in heaven on Shabbos, is contingent on finding a b'chol drachecha da'eihu over the entire course of the Sheish Yisrei HaMaaseh, which is all-inclusive, and proves and establishes that God's creative process was to create a makom avoda and nothing else. There is no admixture of something that's parva. So if you're traveling to Switzerland and you're climbing the Alps and you're seeing the beauty of God's creation, the valleys and the waterways and the grass and the animals, you know, the cows, and all the entire beauty, what you realize is that you've sing the praise of Hashem, and it's b'chol drachecha da'eihu. You wake up in the morning, you see the most glorious sunshine breaking through the clouds. And if you're at a point where you're looking out over the ocean, you will see that the radiant rays of light reflect on the ocean itself. This is a beautiful splendor and glory to behold. And now, understand that the source, the creator, is God, and thank Hashem, b'chol drachecha da'eihu. And so forth and so on. We can give endless examples, because from this perspective of b'chol drachecha da'eihu, there's nothing in the universe that's left out. Everything is included in the avodas Hashem, and that allows us to have a shvisa Shabbos which is meaningful, because we're shovis from Meleches HaMishkan. Meleches HaMishkan is a total, without any exception, all inclusive creation of a makom avoda. The universe that God created during the 6 days of Maaseh is a universe which lends itself through b'chol drachecha da'eihu to the service of Hashem. Every part of the universe. And therefore, just like every part of the Meleches HaMishkan is to create a place for avoda, so too the creating of the olam means that every single little corner of the world, you know, a little dark shadow of the world, it's all potentially avoda. And this has to be understood with clarity and with simplicity. And we have a mind-boggling understanding of what the Kedusha Shabbos is all about. And it really all hinges on B'chol Drachecha Da'eihu. Without the B'chol Drachecha Da'eihu, it would mean that there are certain areas of existence, of human behavior, that are left out of this endeavor of Avodas Hashem. Which would mean that God created two worlds, in effect. The world of Avodas Hashem, and the world which is outside the pale of Avodas Hashem. And then our Shvisa Shabbos cannot be Kedugma Shalmala. It's Kedugma Shalmala because all of what God created during the 6 days of Maaseh, it's all, without exception, from the Avodas Hashem. And that's the B'chol Drachechodeh, with the emphasis on the word Kol, all-inclusive. And that creative process, which came to a halt on Shabbos, is what we replicate when we come to a halt on Shabbos and desist from the 39 categories of Lech HaMishkan. Because our labor in creating the Mishkan is identical to Hashem's labor in creating the universe. In both cases, what's left is a b'chol drachecha da'ehu, an ability to say that everything is for Avodas Hashem, everything that God created is for Avodas Hashem, everything that we created in the Mishkan is for Avodas Hashem, and therefore, just as God desists and rests on the seventh day from the entire gamut of creating a makom avoda, which is b'chol drachecha includes everything, so too we on the seventh day rest from Leches HaMishkan, all of which is part and parcel of creating a Mokum Avoda. So we have a beautiful, beautiful parallel now between the Shabbos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he rests from Shemayim V'yaretz, and the Shabbos of man, when he rests from the 39 categories of labor. In both cases, a process of creation, which is defined as a creation of a Mokum Avoda, comes to a temporary halt. And if this be the case, we begin to appreciate the resha and the seifa of the pasuk sheishes yomim tavod, which is in Lashon Tzivui, and we're talking about a reshus, which means that because the pasuk is really standing on the shoulders of a pasuk that's going to be written later on, b'chol drachecha da'ehu, that means b'chol drachecha da'ehu, go out and work during the 6 days and channel that work towards Hashem, towards knowing Hashem, b'chol drachecha da'ehu, and therefore God says work during the week. You don't have the option of being lazy and taking it easy. God says work during the week and see to it that that work, which at the face of it is purely parva and has no religious significance, to take that neutral pa'ula of malacha during the Sheish Shmei HaMaaseh and B'chol Drachecha Da'eihu, channel it towards the knowledge of Hashem. And in that way, what you're doing is you are taking an area which is reshus, converting it into a mitzvah, fulfilling, if you will, the tzivui of B'chol Drachecha Da'eihu, and fulfilling the mitzvah of Sheishes Yom Tavod, all because the created world, as it was created, and everything in it, without exception, is for Avodas Hashem. So that's what we have to do. Take the categories of labor, get involved during the Sheishes Yom Tavod with Avoda, and know that in doing so, you are declaring that B'chol Drachecha Da'eihu, that my focus and my intention, my objective and my goal is to serve Hashem, and therefore everything, including the work of 6 days, is included in the tzivui of B'chol Drachecha Da'eihu, the tzivui of Sheishes Yomim Tavod. And we were bothered, if you remember, what does that have to do with the end of the pasuk? If Kol Ma'asecha Yu Shem Shamayim and B'chol Drachecha Da'eihu, and you've now elevated your work of the 6 days into B'chol Drachecha Da'eihu, into a mitzvah, what does that have to do with Shabbos? And the answer is because it's only after we have this Sheishes Yomim Tavod and B'chol Drachecha Da'eihu, and we can determine and acknowledge that everything that was created in the universe, without exception, has the potential of B'chol Drachecha Da'eihu, now we're ready for Shvisa Shabbos. Now we're ready to create a Shvisa Shabbos, which is absolutely parallel to the Shvisa Shabbos described here. in the Pachad Yitzchak, we can create a Shvisa Shabbos from Aleches HaMishkan, just as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through His Shvisa Shabbos, ceased creating a Makom Avoda at the termination of this 6 days of creation. So we see here that with regard to Shabbos, the very effort and endeavor on our part to create a Shabbos Kedusha Shel Mala, the key of keys is B'chol Drachecha De'ehu of the Sheish Yismei HaMasa. Without the B'chol Drachecha De'ehu, our Shvisa would not in any way be an imitation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shvisa on Shabbos. And therefore, we come to the conclusion, Mahi Erka Shal Shabbos Mibli Dugma Zu. What would Shabbos be like without Bechol Drachecha De'ehu, without the Sheshes Yomim Tavod? It would not be a fulfillment of Kedugma Shalmal. If this be the case, we can swing back to our opening question about the Nusach the Anshei Knesset Gedola formulated with regard to the Tefillah of Mincha of Shabbos. Yakiru vanecha v'yedu kimei itcha hi menuchasam. We don't find such a bakasha with regard to any other mitzvahs. Yakiru v'yedu ki atzitzis hi miitcha, me'asukah miitcha, lulav miitcha, matzah miitcha. But rather what this bakasha means on a deeper level, as we reveal layers and layers below the surface, is that even though the menucha of your children is a menucha from Aleches HaMishkan, your menucha, on the other hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is mimaleches shamayim v'aretz. Nevertheless, we ask Hashem to allow us and our descendants during the generations to come to recognize and to acknowledge that their menucha is your menucha. Ve'itcha hi menuchasa means our menucha is a takeoff on itcha, on your menucha. Because just as our menucha is desisting and resting from the creation of the Mishkan as a Makom Avoda, so too, your Shvisa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your menucha, is a menucha from the creation of a Makom Avoda. And this is all-inclusive. It's a Makom Avoda in every sense, in every corner. I mean, you can talk about a Pella, that there are places that you and I wouldn't go to today. And for that, wouldn't go to 100 years ago. Because of the lack of tznius and so forth and so on. Even that becomes part of a process which potentially can be transformed into an avodas Hashem. How exactly that works in a step-by-step process, well, that's a bit complicated. But we find in Chazal statements that even the taiva of Achashverosh led to the ultimate geula, the choice of Esther, because he had such a bal taiva, he's so indulging in his pleasures in the hedonistic extreme way, and therefore he lined up all the women in the whole town, all the provinces, and he found Esther. Even the most negative things can somehow be utilized for Avodas Hashem. The entire universe, the entire gamut. I mean, people who work during the week, as most people do, and they come to Shabbos, do they appreciate that the work they do during the week is what sets up the Shabbos? It's not just they have to have a job and they work. We're talking about something much more far-reaching. We're talking about creating out of that work, the sweat and toil of the week of the Sheish Yismei HaMasa, creating a kiyum hamitzvah b'chol drachecha de'ehu, and upgrading and uplifting our work to the level of avodas Hashem. That's a tremendous message for all of us. But let's go on, and now we're up to Os Ches in Maimer Vav in the Pachad Yitzchak. And we're going to base ourselves now, in order to finish this all up, on a statement of the Gemara at the beginning of Masechet Avodah Zarah, Mishetarach be'erev Shabbos, Yavo v'yochal v'Shabbos. And on the simplest level, What this means is that we have to work and prepare during the week in order to experience and enjoy the Shabbos. But on a deeper level, this statement in Chazal means so much, so much more. And what it means is that the Tircha of Erev Shabbos is a reference to the work of the Sheish Yisrei HaMasa. And that work of Sheish Yisrei HaMasa, which takes every area and every dimension of human reality and upgrades it to Avodas Hashem, to make to take something out of potential and actualize it and realize it in the world, real world, all that is what makes Shabbos into Shabbos. The Tircha of Erev Shabbos, because it demonstrates what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created for us in the Sheish Yisrei HaMasa, is what facilitates Shabbos when we desist from Melechus HaMishkan. But that's not enough, because if there's going to be a parallel, in a sense, two sides of the coin that equalize each other, namely the Tircha of Erev Shabbos, in terms of the work of Sheish Yisrei HaMasa on the one side of the equation, and the observance of Shabbos, the Shvisa Shabbos, on the other side of the equation, then just like the Tircha of Erev Shabbos, which is the Sheish Yisrei HaMasa, has to be all-inclusive in order to demonstrate that every dimension of our lives lends itself to Avodah, so too every dimension of Shabbos should allow us to, in a parallel way, create this same kind of all-inclusive Avodas Hashem. The Sheish Yisrei HaMasa, through the principle of B'chol Drechecha Eidu, makes every dimension of our lives into Avodas Hashem. Then Shabbos and every dimension therein has to be Avodas Hashem. But when you think about it, Shabbos is made up of different parts. Of course, the most fundamental dimension of Shabbos, the Gufa Shel Shabbos, the Tzumah Shel Yom, is the Isur Melacha, the 39 categories of Melacha that we have to desist from. But if that be the case, then we really don't have a Shabbos and a Shvisa that parallels the Sheish Yisrei HaMasa and the Shvisa that culminates on the seventh day. Because the Sheish Yisrei HaMasa and all that Tircha is coming to demonstrate that the world, in its entirety, is a Makom Avodas Hashem. We should now find that our Shabbos, in its entirety, is included in the Avodas Hashem. Ein b'molei ha'olam af nekuda achas pnuya she'ena mitzterefes l'tnuah shel Avodas Hashem. There is not a drop, not a point in the entire world, this Olam Umalo, which God created during the Sheish Yisrei HaMasa, that is left out and cannot be integrated into the movement of Avodas Hashem. And therefore, when you go into Shabbos and you want to see all the dimensions of Shabbos and see how it's all inclusive, and it symbolizes that all dimensions of our reality are involved in this Melechus HaMishkan and desisting thereof in a way that's parallel to God's desisting from creating the world during the Sheish Yisrei HaMasa, as He did during the Sheish Yisrei HaMasa, then we have to find out if all dimensions of Shabbos and its observance are included in this Hispashtus, in this Kvod Shabbos, in this Avodas Hashem. And we go through stage by stage. What we check out, you know, in the piece of the puzzle that make up Shabbos, is number one, Gufa Shel Shabbos, the Shvisa Mimalacha. Then we have Onig v'Kibud. But yet even after those two, we're still left with a vast, vast area of human conduct that has nothing to do with Avodah. We're not eating as an Onig Shabbos. We're not wearing beautiful clothes as a covered Shabbos. We're not desisting from one of the 39 categories of Melacha. So what is it? What are we left with? Can we integrate every part of the Shabbos into the Avodas Hashem? All inclusive, nothing's left out. And the question is, well, let's take a look. There is a section of Shabbos which allows us to expand the Shabbos into the world of what we would call what we would call divrei rishus. We can't walk the way we walk on Shabbos. We can't talk the way we walk on the weekday. We can't talk the way we talk on the weekday. All this is not the gufa shel shvisa. It is an expansion of Shabbos, a hispashtus, into this area of what the Pachad Yitzchak calls shinui. What we have to do is find some sort of area which we could call tircha, and it normally belongs to the Sheish Me'amasa, and we have to stop and desist from that tircha. Where do we find such a thing? And the answer is Shalo Yehi Lucha Ki Lucha Shalchol, Shalo Yehi Diburcha Ki Diburcha Shalchol, that all-inclusive shinui in which we change the observance of the day of Shabbos and make it radically different than the observance of any other weekday. That itself, which incorporates halicha and dibur, etc., etc., that shinui is our obligation to make the Shabbos into a Shabbos. This clinches the Shabbos, because this is going to be the parallel to the tircha of Erev Shabbos and all the melech savod that I did during the week. And now I can say that Shabbos, all-inclusive, every single dimension of our existence on Shabbos, is all to set up a makom avoda. And therefore, for example, our whole regularity of sudos, when we normally eat sudos during the week, you know, you have breakfast here and lunch there, all that is altered on Shabbos itself. Or, for example, the Gemara tells us, Shalotehi luchach b'Shabbos ki luch b'chol, shloi diburchach b'Shabbos ki dibur shachol. And this, which is a statement of the Gemara in Shabbos, on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, is really establishing the exact corresponding parallel to the Tircha of Erev Shabbos. And he says the following: what this obligation of Chovas Shinui, of changing our behavior on Shabbos, really engenders is a declaration that there's no place that's panui from Shinui. That Shinui is all encompassing. That we could be Mekayim, the Kedusha Shabbos, and the Mitzvah of Shabbos, by establishing a Shinui, which is all-inclusive. It doesn't pick and choose. But anything that you do during the week, change it on Shabbos. Every tnua, every movement, every anhaga, every way we behave, we can find a Shinui, in a way that by switching it, we are indicating, yes, this world was created as a makom avoda, and I will use the same principle to take my world and make it into a makom avoda. That is my fulfillment of shinui, in which I take every action, every anhaga that I can find, and I change it on Shabbos. So that the halacha of chovas shinui on Shabbos is exactly what engenders that shivui ha-mishkal, in the words of the Pachad Yitzchak, that equation between the tircha of yemos ha-chol and the experience of Shabbos. Again, the equation is that just as yemos ha-chol, the tircha indicates that everything we do can be taken from a dvar reshus and upgraded to a dvar mitzvah, and therefore, on Shabbos, we take every single dimension of Shabbos, even things that seem so minor and secondary, like the way we walk and the way we talk, and make it into a mitzvah of Shabbos. And if we do that, then we deserve the Iker Kvius of Schar of Shabbos, which is written in the Pasuk that we began with, of Oz Tisanig Al Hashem. But when? When do we achieve Oz Tisanik El Hashem? And the answer is V'kibadeto mi'asos trachecha mitzolcha v'ksecha v'davru dovar in toshes v'sheves raglecha asos chafatzecha v'yom kodshi v'kibadeto and v'davru dovar Oz Tisanik El Hashem. And we were amazed at the fact that this pasuk of Oz Tisanik El Hashem pinpoints the Vidabu Dovar and the halicha, me'asos drachecha, all of which make up kalos, relatively insignificant by power of comparison to the great giant mammoth Malacha Shabbos. So why is the Tanakh telling me us tis'anig al Hashem, which is the schar for being Shomer Shabbos? Why is it telling me this whole story? Why does the observance of Dafka of these Kuli Shabbos engender the Kviyas Schar of Oz Tisanig Al Hashem? Why the Kalos? And the answer is because amongst all the dimensions of Shabbos that we can enumerate, all of which is from the Chamuros, when we want to take all of human endeavor and hanhaga and behavior and upgraded and included into the Shabbos, what we need is a principle that's called everything for Shabbos, and that is the principle of Shinui. Shinui means to change every dimension of our lives that are typical during the week and make them different on Shabbos in our halicha, in our dibur, etc., etc. And that obligation of Shinui, which is in the case of Alicha and Dibur, is relatively kal, is what is going to set Kvod Shabbos and Inug Shabbos and Onig Shabbos in a weight that's equal to the Tirch of Erev Shabbos, meaning to exhaust every dimension of our lives for the sake of Avodah. And that was the Tirch of Erev Shabbos, representing symbolically all the work that we do during the Sheshes Me'amasa, in which and about which we understand and we declare that every aspect of God's creation is part and parcel of the Avodah of Hashem, can be used for Avodah Hashem if channeled and used properly. And here too, when we talk about Shvisas Shabbos, it's so similar to the Shvisa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from all those malachas that were necessary to create a Makom Avodah. Here also, everything that we do on Shabbos is going to create an ambiance of Shvisa Shabbos Mikol Mashi Yochol Lios Avodah, from every dimension of human behavior which could be in potential on Avodah. That's the relationship between the Tirch of Erev Shabbos and the Oneg and the kibud of Shabbos itself. Yiratzom et b'yiz will, that we dedicate our energies to the principles that underlie these presentations here for Shabbos. Ken yihi ratzon. Amen.